45 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's a VIP Wednesday.
Good morning.
Whoop, whoop. Morning, Bob.
Hey.
Good morning.
How we doing?
Good.
Good.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Did you see that sunrise this morning?
Yeah.
It was pretty.
Another primo.
Yeah.
God's good.
We've had a lot of those primo ones here lately. So we are here for the First Northern Bank, Carroll's Furniture, Pro Football Pick'em, and it is the week before... Days before the big game.
We can't say the big game, can we? The actual name of the big game.
We can just say big game.
The big.
Now, it just depends on how you're using it in context.
Okay, perfect. All right, I just want to know because I think I messed up last week, right?
Yeah, well,
you guys got censored a little.
I
don't think they're coming after us. I think we'll be okay. But
that's right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I was a little worried.
But we want to follow the rules.
Right. Yeah.
So we like to follow the rules. So
there are a few rule breakers in this crowd
there
right here.
And
speak for yourself.
She's standing next to me. No.
I don't break any rules.
She brought the wand. I'm just saying. I don't know. It feels
that was a rule.
So I got a question. I got a question for you. Do you think the big game should be on Saturday or keep it Sunday?
Sunday with the Monday off.
That's exactly what I would do. Sunday with the Monday off. The day after is
a
holiday.
That's a great question, actually. That, you should have sprung that last week.
Oh, here pretty soon they'll go to 18-game regular season.
Yeah.
And true. So the big game will be right before President's Day.
Yeah. March. Yeah.
That's what they should do.
Yeah,
so. That actually is not a bad idea.
An estimated 26 million employees will miss work Monday.
A lot of sick people.
I know the percentage. What are we doing with
Maybe they should move it back into January again and do it on Martin Luther King Day Monday.
It used to be there. And then
maybe people should just watch the game and then go to work. That'd be weird.
Or move the game up.
That's a crazy idea, Chuck.
Or start the game like at 11 instead of
weird. Productivity might be at its all-time high, Chuck. Who knows?
You know what?
Do that. Wow. Yeah. So I'm all for. I don't know. I know it's the tradition, but I'm kind of all for a Saturday.
Saturday's kind of nice because you do have the recovery day if you're going to partake in libations.
Yeah, I don't do that part, but just having the day off was, you know, because by the time they get done with everything, it's like late. Anyway.
And what is late for you, Bob?
Late.
We just talked about this, folks.
We were just talking about that before we went on the air. So let's look at some positioning here.
Really quickly, a good frame of reference. Super Bowl 10, which was 1976, was played on Sunday, January 18th.
Smart.
Literally a month before.
But they didn't have the wild card. There was like
no, I know. That's what I mean. That's
like
how much it's
changed. NFC versus
that was
NFC.
Martin Luther King weekend.
Yeah, that would have been the day before. Yeah.
Yeah, see?
All right.
So that's how much is we now got a month in advance essentially.
Yeah, okay. I was 10 then.
Yeah, well, there you go.
All the advertising, you guys know how this. Works.
Yeah, it's all changed.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
With the prices they've. So okay, so we got some. Before we get to what I decided to change gears here, we got a little trivia here. You guys ready for some of that trivia?
Not at all.
Okay. Which teams have never won a Super Bowl?
The beautiful Minnesota Vikings have never won a Super Bowl. I know that one for sure.
That would be correct. Anybody else have another guess?
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
That would be another one.
Panthers, I don't think
Buffalo
have won one.
Has that 0-4.
0-4. Yeah.
Along with the Vikings. Yeah. Yeah.
Jim Kelly days.
Jacksonville, right?
Jacksonville, yeah.
Cincinnati?
Jacksonville, yes. Jacksonville.
Carolina.
Let me say, hang on. I got to look through the list. There's Cincinnati, yes. Carolina, yes. They haven't won one. Who else?
How many more are there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Wow. Arizona.
Arizona has never won one.
Been there.
They were there in 2009.
Houston.
Yes, James. They've never won. They've never been there. Yeah,
they've never been there. I think they were there as the Oilers.
Oh, no, they've never even been there. Yeah, Houston, Texas.
Chargers,
Houston, Texas.
Chargers have been there, but
Chargers,
lost.
Chargers, yes. That was 1995.
Blown out by the 49ers, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
You guys are getting close. We've got 1, 2, 3 left.
Now I'm just... This is good audio.
Yeah.
All of us closing our eyes.
Yeah. All you guys are closing your eyes. Why are you guys closing your eyes?
Get off your phone.
I'm going to just Google this stuff.
But you Google
it. Is this cheating?
Rule breaker.
Yes, that's cheating.
Okay,
rule breaker Chuck.
Yeah. Chuck's got his phone.
Talking about rule breakers.
Yes. I have not said a single team because...
Because you don't want to be wrong.
No, I do.
Cleveland won a bunch before the Super Bowl era, right?
Right.
Cleveland is one of them. Colts have won.
Colts have? Manning
time. Two.
The Colts were one?
Yeah, Colts have won.
Was it the year before last?
Give us a hint, Bob.
New coach... They're in one of your teams there.
Oh, Lions.
Lions. And this one's tough. I would never
the
got
worst
this.
Franchise of all time, the Lions. We forgot about them.
We forgot. Did we say the Tennessee Titans? Because they've never won.
Oh, yeah, true. I was combining Houston.
Steve McNabb. Yeah. But yeah. Like, that was against the Rams, wasn't it?
Yeah. McNair and the Rams won. Yeah.
So close.
And one left. They were 0-2. The last time they made the Super Bowl was 2017.
Jets.
Now, Jets won. Namath.
Falcons.
Yeah.
Falcons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, a lot of those teams have been close.
I know. Yeah. But I feel bad because Buffalo, Minnesota, they're on the top because they're 0-4.
Yeah.
That's rough, man.
Great.
Darn it.
Been there four times and you don't.
Would you rather be there and lose or never be there? You know, that's the ultimate question.
Be there and lose.
Be there and lose.
Yeah. Okay,
now, if you're a Falcons fan, they're probably like, I probably would rather never have gone.
I like it. True or false? No team has ever played a Super Bowl in its own home stadium in the history of the league.
False. I'd have to think false.
I think that happened recently.
False. Yes. Do you remember which two teams?
It was...
They were back-to-back years, too.
Saints.
It was.
That's a great guess.
It's either a dome or it's a warm weather stadium.
Did Atlanta play in Atlanta?
It was Tampa Bay.
That's right. It's the Chiefs.
2021.
Yeah.
And the Rams in 2022. Right.
And that's when they beat the Bengals.
Both played and won.
Yep.
In their respective venues.
Yeah.
That's kind of cheating, isn't it?
Well,
they said it before the season, so if you get there, they're not going to change it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. San Francisco.
That's an incentive, you know.
Close, yeah. Minnesota was close, too.
Okay, Super Bowl halftime show featured live musical performances since the very first game in 1967.
False.
True or false?
No, false. They used to do whole Disney-style performances before they started to go to musical acts. It was really weird.
They should do that again.
It was weird. They used to do it used to be like Disney on Ice type of stuff.
You're incorrect. It's true.
It is true. Well, it is true. Okay.
Early shows were university marching bands.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to that.
They would do some weird stuff back then. It was odd.
Did you see there's an alternative one this year?
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
They do some weird stuff now, too. I'll be honest.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'd rather go back and watch the university band play.
Yes.
I just have to say, all the moms at home need to, like, stretch about, like, second quarter, about 5 minutes in before the halftime so they can jam out.
So what's funny is what happened was when they were doing those, the thing that changed it was there was a show that used to go on right in the middle of halftime. That would take viewers away from the actual game, and then they would come back after the third quarter started, and then the NFL was like, we can't have that. That's not how it should be, so we have to start putting shows together.
Okay.
Bigger shows, if you will.
All right. True or false? A team from the American Football Conference, AFC, has won every Super Bowl since the year 2000.
False.
Yeah.
Rams.
False. Yeah.
Yes. Several teams from the National NFC, including the Buccaneers, Rams, Saints. Giants won titles. Okay. One more, and then we'll get at some other.
Yeah,
we'll
the Plaxico Burress catch.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
The inaugural Super Bowl played in 1967 with originally officially called the AFL-NFL World Championship Game.
I think that's true.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
It is.
And then they retroactively
changed that title.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Chuck.
Slides right off the tongue.
Tell us, Bob.
The name Super Bowl was coined by the Kansas City Chiefs owner, Lamar Hunt.
Oh, boy.
Oh, really?
But was not adopted as the official title until the third edition of the game. So, there we go.
Awesome.
Wanted to get some trivia.
How about that?
How about a little trivia? Okay. All right, let's look at our scores. Let's look at our local leaders that are not in this room.
Wow.
Huh. Are crazy. Any of us on that? I don't
know. Low odds for that.
The top two are top three. And I don't know the name of this person because they go by their avatar name. Brigham has 210 points. Rhonda Weber has 210 points for second. Congratulations, Rhonda. She's listening. I know she is. And Tim Givens is the leader right now with 211.
Ooh, oh, boy, that is tight.
Points. It's a horse race.
That's awesome.
Well, there's been the thing that is fourth place has 209.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
A couple 209s. A lot of things could change. Nationally, the score is 214. So,
Tim, everybody, a lot of people that are close.
Tim and Rhonda, go ahead and get that, Melanie.
No, yeah, it's just silencing that bugger.
Hi, this is Melanie.
Yes. It's my husband. Don't you know I'm on the air, Dewey?
Speaker. Hi, Dewey.
It's only been 23 weeks.
Yeah, all right.
What does she do every Wednesday at this time?
Come on, man.
He's probably sending you a text message. Oh, thanks for busting me. Yeah. Tim Givens and Rhonda Weber and Brigham.
Brigham.
Top three. Okay, let's look at our VIP score. 175, armchair.
Yeah, sitting back in last place.
Now you're just sitting back for the entertainment purposes,
absolutely.
Right? All right. Melanie, 176.
Gosh, same as last week. How'd that happen?
Yeah.
All right.
But you're not last.
Not last.
I know, yeah.
Still not
last.
You're
welcome, Melanie.
You're in a herd of animals. Just don't be the last one. Yeah? Somebody's chasing you. All right. Chuck, 178.
Yeah, same as last week, I believe, as well, if I'm not mistaken.
178. 182, James. He just had a couple bad,
bad weeks.
Yeah,
had a bad playoff.
In the playoffs, yeah.
Playoffs
bad
playoffs,
yeah. Well, then Andrew was near perfect in the playoffs, and I stumbled, so that didn't help.
182 and leading the board. Not officially crowned, the analyst. But he probably will be. The analyst, Andrew Boyd.
It feels good. Yeah.
First Northern Bank.
Look at that.
Who would have thought? Yourself?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course he did.
Look at him. Hey. Look at him smiling.
Hey, clap for yourself, brother. Yeah. That's good.
Okay, yeah, that's here good. We go. We got some time. Big game. Andrew, you're leading the board. New England, Seattle.
Seattle. I got to go with the Seahawks. They look really good this whole playoffs.
The country says 80% Seattle, 20% New England. Wow. He's going with
It's
going to
be a good game, I think, but I'll go Seattle.
Got a score?
Ooh, 28. I'll go close, 28-27.
Jamie?
I'm going Seattle 21-14.
21-14 Seattle.
New England.
Okay.
21-20.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a basketball score.
Is that an overtime? Or
No.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. I'm going Seattle 34-24.
I'll go Seattle as well. I'll go 27-21.
I'm going Seattle 24-21.
There you go.
And I will do the caveat, the asterisk, that I just kind of want
already?
To win.
Really?
No, yeah. No, like, seriously. Like, so if we all pick the same team, how boring is the next show?
Right.
Yeah, true.
Exactly. Let's go. Like, exactly. You chickens. All right.
Who's going to win?
I'm just picking the winners now at this point.
Exactly.
I got nothing to play for.
Yeah, that's right.
Who's going to get MVP?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Ooh.
I think Sam Darnold. That'll be a fun one. The full comeback
probably
for Sam
right.
Darnold.
He's a running back for the Seahawks. That guy
Kenneth
is
Walker.
Dude, that guy
he's
is.
Not, he's not nominated.
Oh, you're talking about overall.
I thought you were talking
overall.
About the game.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
oof.
I mean Drake May, probably.
Drake May. I was
talking
about
the Super Bowl.
That guy. Yeah.
Patriots.
Yeah, he's had a heck of a year.
Stafford. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's between those two, probably.
Yeah, that's like
almost certainly.
Will he retire after this season?
No,
I
don't
think,
I doubt
think
it. So.
Okay.
Especially if they lose. Well, they're already out. So. Yeah. Definitely going to play
why
now.
You didn't do good in the playoffs,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't know he was playing.
Even I know that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, VIPs, we'll be back here next week. Have an awesome weekend. Enjoy the game. And we're going to be crowning the man to my right.
Is there a chance? Because there's 16 points.
No, it's over.
He's good. He's won it.
It was a blowout. Sorry, guys.
All right. Then I pick in Seattle.
We'll see you next week. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE, Sheridan, Wyoming, source for news. It is 8 a.m. Good morning.